In the beginning, there was the blues. A while later, there was hip-hop. And in the early 90s, the musical melting pot of G-Love and Special Sauce served up something called hip-hop blues.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice. Stop a spice from the top to a BK.
And now 10 albums in, G-Love and Special Sauce are still cooking with help from artists including DJ Logic, Citizen Cope, and David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. The new album is called Love Saves the Day. G-Love joins us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
So the Special Sauce, as it pertains to the band, is made up of Jimmy Jazz Prescott, who plays upright bass, and drummer Jeffrey the Houseman Clemens. How long have the three of you known each other?
I met my drummer, Jeff, in December of 1992. I had moved up here from Philadelphia to be a street musician, and one of my first gigs in an actual bar, he saw me play and approached me, and a couple weeks later, we got Jimmy Jazz, and then 9 months after our first rehearsal, we had a record deal with Epic Records, so it was a pretty magical time.
You reach back to some classic blues on this album, and I want to point out in particular a song that you revisit. You do a song by Lead Belly.
Yeah.
And just to hear the contrast, let's first listen to a little bit of the original.
I'm in New York City, I'm gonna load my line. New York City, yes, I'm hard to find in New York City. Ooh, New York City.
And now here's your version. This is a duet you do with singer Lucinda Williams. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, we've all been such huge fans over the years, and especially Jeff, the drummer, is a huge fan of Lucinda. And honestly, she was ready to cut anything. But in the meantime, I had kind of gone through some of Lead Belly's back catalog. And this song, New York City, you know, I'm from Philly. I live in Boston, but I love New York City. And I thought this song was anthemic, and it's obviously just about the first time maybe Lead Belly ever went to New York City and just fell in love too. And I put it on and I was like, man, what an anthem for New York.
New York City, baby, gotta know my line.
It's not like all these songs are mashed up with hip hop and blues. There's one on here that is especially funky. Let's just put it that way. Let's listen to Let's Have a Good Time.
We asked our friends Ozo Motley, who are, I think, 2 or 4 or 10-time Grammy Award winners.
Yeah.
And we've done
it's
a lot of touring.
Pretty good backup band.
Yeah, you think? we've done a lot of touring with those guys all around the world over the years, and you can't find a nicer group of guys or a more profound group of musicians. I mean, these guys just really can play and have a great sense, and they join us on that one and two other songs on the record as well. And just seeing old friends, I'm getting teared up just thinking about those guys. I love them so much.
I've been to an Ozo Motley show, and what always strikes me is they just bring it every time.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that would be hard. I mean, to every time you get on a stage, it doesn't matter if it's like this track you love to play, to just be present and to put on a really good show. I guess that's what you do for a living. That's why you get paid the big money. But
yeah, but try and go on after them. That's hard. I'm really proud about this record. I think that for us, we feel like we really achieved a really great pinnacle of creativity and also performance.
Pinnacle of creativity? That's pretty big. What do you do after you've been to the top of the mountain, after you have made what you call the best that you've ever done?
Well, I mean, I didn't say we're at the top of the mountain. We're still climbing up it. But I do think it is a high point for us. And I think now when I'm as a writer, I really I like to let ideas kind of kick around for a while. And then when it actually comes time to finish a tune, just make sure that it's not forced at all. It's 100% real inspiration, and it's not contrived in any way, and it's saying something, and it's honest, and it's everything that a great song should be.
The new album from G Love and Special Sauce is called Love Saves the Day. G Love joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and thanks to all the listeners out there.